verse 21. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now turn over to 1 Timothy 1:15. I think this is a very similar passage of Scripture that goes with my title. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. The title of my message this morning is Why Christ Came. I think it's the most monumental event in all the world. The incarnation of the Son of God, who had been prophesied in the Old Testament and revealed in the New. He was born of a virgin. He lived a perfect life. Like no other person has done what Jesus did. He was not tainted by sin, by the sin of Adam. He was born of a virgin. The Spirit of God conceived the Lord Jesus' body in the womb of the virgin, Mary. She was a virgin at that time. She did have other children after Jesus was born, and their names are even written in the Scripture. He lived a perfect life. He did miracles. He spoke with authority. He raised the dead. He healed lepers. He unstopped the ears of the deaf. He opened the eyes of the blind. He healed people that had leprosy. He walked on water. He spoke and preached with authority. He told his disciples the very reason why he had come, that he was going to lay down his life and then raise it up again. He literally came here to die for sinners, to take their place on the cross, and then to be raised again from the dead, to give eternal life to all who will believe the message of the gospel. The single most significant and important person in all the universe is the Lord Jesus Christ. And His revelation as the Word of God, the Word that became flesh, the Word who was full of grace and truth, He is the one I declare unto you as the only way, the only means of being right with God. Jesus Himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. John 14:6. Jesus Himself, the real Jesus, declared without apology that there is no other way to heaven. There's no other way to come into the presence of God. There is no other way to be accepted by God except through faith in what Jesus Christ did He is the way to God. He is the truth of God. He imparts the life of God to all who believe. Well, that immediately, that narrows it down. Muslims don't believe that. You say, well, but they're so sincere in what they believe. They are. I will grant you that. But all the sincerity in the world is not going to save your soul. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You either believe Christ or you don't. Now, the verses that we read plainly states the reason why Jesus Christ, the God-man, why He came into this earth, why He came to this world, to deliver sinners. The very first mention of the name of Christ with regard to the work of salvation is in Matthew 1:21. Thou shalt call His name Jesus. Why? For He shall save His people from their sins. I believe with all my heart that He is the way to God. Sadly, most people in the world have no earthly idea why Jesus came. They have little understanding about what was the purpose of the birth, the life, the death of Jesus Christ. And it's all summed up so concisely right here in our verse. His name, that name that is above every name, the only name that can save. Peter preached, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. Acts 4:12. His name is the only one that saves. He came into this world on a mission to deal with the sins of His people, to die as a substitute so that they might have eternal life. That's why He came. Now, I've only given you two verses. We got 17 more to go over. Teresa Bianco just rolled her eyes. I saw that. I'm going to be quick, sister. I'm going to show you what the Word of God says on why Christ came. Well, in our text, to save His people from their sins. I thought about entitling this message, Why the Real Jesus Came. Because most people have a completely anti-biblical idea of who Jesus was. Many think He's a little baby in the manger. He was at one time. He had to be in order to identify with us. He had to become a man, become a literal person. A lot of people think that he had long hair and blue eyes, and He was kind of effeminate looking. If you look at any of the Catholic pictures, they make Jesus out really to look like one of the Beach Boys or something. I'm dating myself a little bit. But that's not a true... In fact, you don't know what Jesus looked like. You can't paint a picture that could replicate the glory of the Word that became flesh. In fact, nobody's ever been able to do that. But the real Jesus, as revealed in Scripture, He really did something very revolutionary and radical that upended the world order, if you please. He made a way of salvation for people the world over. Turn to Matthew 5 and verse 17. Jesus said, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill." Why did Christ come? He came to fulfill the law so that sinners could be justified by His righteousness, and so that His sacrifice on the cross would pay the penalty that of justice in full. He's the only qualified person. He's the only one, literally, to fulfill all the law, not only by His active obedience, but also by His death. He paid the penalty that the law demanded. That's why He died. Turn to Matthew chapter 18 and verse 11. Why did Christ come? These are statements right from the Bible. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 11. Well, I need the right one. Oh well, I got 16 more. Turn to Matthew 20:28. Matthew 20, verse 28. Jesus said, "Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto," but why did He come? "But to minister and to give His life a ransom for many." This is an amazing statement. Jesus Christ is saying, "I came literally to serve others, to minister to others, and to give my life so that they would be set free." When a ransom is paid, the one who it's offered for is set free. And that's why Christ came. He came to save and to set free those who are enslaved by sin. Turn over to Mark chapter 1 and verse 14. Mark 1 and verse 14. "Now after that, John was put into prison. Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God." Look also at verse 38. "And He said unto them, Let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also, for therefore came I forth." This is why He came, to preach the gospel, to declare the gospel. Turn over to Mark chapter 2 and verse 17. By the way, I believe that we're to preach the same gospel that Jesus preached, that He is the only way to God through His death, burial, and resurrection. Mark chapter 2 and verse 17. Why did Jesus come? "When Jesus heard it, He saith unto them, They that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Jesus Christ came to call sinners to turn to Him, to turn from their sin, to turn to Christ in faith. Now, if you think that you're righteous in and of yourself, that you're good enough, and believe me, there are multitudes of people. In fact, an overwhelming majority of people, if you ask them if they're going to heaven, They'll say, yeah. And then you ask them, why? Why in the world would God let you into heaven? What's so special about you? Oh, well, I'm good. I give to charity. I go to church. I've been baptized. I sing in the choir. I pay my tithes. I'm a good person. Oh, well, that's so fine and dandy that you think so highly of yourself. That's all so wonderful. But none of that will get you to heaven. None of it. He didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. If you're not a sinner, you're not going to heaven. If you've never been brought to the place where you realize you're broken, you're depraved, you're sinful, you don't have what it takes to get there on your own, and you must look outside of yourself and believe on Jesus Christ, you don't have a hope of going to heaven. Because He didn't come to call the righteous, those who are self-righteous, those who think their righteousness is what earns them a place in heaven. He didn't come to save those kind of people. He came to call sinners to repentance. And I tell you what, when God saves somebody, He brings them to an end of themselves. They realize what the Bible says about them, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That they are, in fact, that there is none righteous, no, not one. And that's why they have to look outside of themselves to Jesus Christ. His death, burial, and resurrection. But this is why Jesus came. Right out of His own mouth, He said, I came to call sinners to repentance and healing. Luke chapter 2. I love preaching about the real Jesus and why He came. Luke chapter 2 and verse 25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. What was he called? He was calling Jesus Christ the Lord's salvation, the way of deliverance, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. Why did he come? A light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. He came as a light to lighten the way to God, to reveal the way of God. Turn over to Luke chapter 9. Why did Jesus come? Luke chapter 9 and verse 56. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. He came not to destroy, but to save. You think about how many founders of religious movements are really, their way is very destructive. Every other religion points to someone who did not tell the truth. I mean, how anybody, if you actually read about the life of Muhammad, how in the world anyone could follow his writings is beyond me. He was a pervert. He was wicked. Jesus Christ, there has never been a greater display of love and grace and mercy and power than Jesus Christ laying down his life for sinners and then changing people's lives. This is why he came, to save men's lives. Look at Luke chapter 19. Oh, one of my favorite passages. Last night, the preachers at the fellowship meeting were talking about when they go somewhere and they're just called to preach, and they don't have a message with them. Whenever that happens to me, now I didn't tell them what my go-to message is, but it's the call of Zacchaeus. I got my whole sermon written in my Bible right there. Everything I want to say about Zacchaeus, one of my favorite passages. This passage, it was the second message I ever preached in 1981. It was on a Wednesday night on the call of Zacchaeus. And that night, Naomi Coffey was saved. She was young then. Just a young lady, her and her husband had come to church that night. And the Lord saved her. And I'll never forget that as long as I live. But here's why he came. Verse 5, and when Jesus came to the place, everything Jesus did was on purpose. He came right to the place where Zacchaeus was. He looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus. How did he know his name? They'd never met. They'd never been introduced. But Jesus Christ knew him from before the foundation of the world. He said, Zacchaeus, it was a personal call. Make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Verse 9, And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house. For as much as he also is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. And on this occasion, he came to seek and to save Zacchaeus, one of his lost sheep. He knew him by name. He called him personally. He called him to repentance. And you know that call was effectual. Zacchaeus could not resist the invincible call of Christ. He came down the tree immediately and his life changed. I have to tell, every time I read this, I think back to Harry Ballmer's grandson at that Bible school we were at. And somebody asked him, what'd you learn in Bible school today? He said, you better make sure you go to church and do what's right. Because Jesus found some guy, he was up in a tree, and he said, you better get down or I'm going to slap you down. That was his translation of the passage, you know. I'm going to slap you down from that tree. But he came to seek and to save that which was lost. Here's a sad thing. Turn to John chapter 1. Why did Jesus come? This must have hurt the heart of our Lord. Must have grieved Him in His humanity. Verse 10, He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. Of all the people that should have known precisely who the Messiah was, as prophesied in the Old Testament, it should have been the Jewish people. Jesus was a Jew. He came unto His own, but His own received Him not. John chapter 3 and verse 17. Now everybody knows verse 16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But verse 17 tells you why He came. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Now, this is written by John, and for the Jewish mind to hear this, that He didn't just come to save the Jewish people, but no, Gentiles throughout the entire world, that was revolutionary. Look at John chapter 5. Why Christ came. John 5 and verse 39. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of Me. Now, when He said that, what Scripture is He referring to? The New Testament wasn't complete. He's referring to the Old Testament Scriptures. And ye will not come unto Me that you might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in My Father's name, and ye receive Me not. If another shall come in His own name, him ye will receive. The false Christ people receive, but they won't receive the Lord Jesus. How can ye believe, which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? He came representing His Father to the world. You want to know what the majority of the world thinks of God? Look what they did to the One who came in His name. They did not welcome Him. They did not laud Him. The only One who ever spoke complete truth, who never sinned, who went about doing good, what did the world do to Him? They killed Him. They framed Him. They murdered Him. John chapter 6. This is another go-to. If I had to preach somewhere, I could preach this at the drop of a hat. One of my favorite passages. Why did Christ come? He tells you right here. John 6:37. All that the Father giveth Me shall come unto Me. And him that cometh unto Me, I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven. That's why He came. Not to do Mine own will, but the will of Him that sent Me. And this is the Father's will which has sent Me, that of all which He hath given Me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of Him that sent Me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on Him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. This is why He came. To rescue everyone that the Father had given Him. To deliver them from their sins. John 8:42. Why He came. Here's what He said. John 8:42, Jesus said unto them, "If God were your Father, ye would love Me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of Myself, but He sent Me." He was on a divine mission. "Why do you not understand My speech? Even because you cannot hear My word. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe Me not. Which of you convinceth Me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do ye not believe Me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God." He came from the Father to declare the words of God and the way of salvation. John 9:39. Why did He come? Jesus said, "For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind." He came to judge self-righteous unbelievers. John 10, verse 10. Verse 9. I am the door. By Me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth His life for the sheep. Why did He come? To give abundant life to those that He died for by sacrificing His own life. John 12 and verse 24. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." Verse 27. "Now is My soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save Me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour." Verse 47. "And if any man hear My words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world." Jesus Christ came to die in order to save those who were lost. John 18, 37. We're almost done. Pilate therefore said unto Him, "Art Thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth My voice." This is why Christ came, to bear witness of the truth, God's way of salvation. Now we could go into the epistles, but I'm not going to do that, because that's an entirely different study, a more elongated study. But He came, according to Ephesians chapter 2, to bring peace to those who were at enmity with God. 1 John 3:8 said that He came to destroy the works of the devil, the dominion of Satan, and the captivity that he had people in. But I've shown you from the Bible precisely why Jesus Christ came. You got all the verses now. So when you're eating dinner with all your family, you got all those verses written down, you can say, hey, I'm going to tell you why Jesus came. Just sit there for 45 minutes and I'll tell you what the preacher said. Well, they'll love you for it. Oh, we want to know everything you got to say about why Jesus came. Oh, that were true. Because this message of Christ as the only way of salvation must be preached throughout all the world as long as we have breath. Let's all stand.
Page number 248.